The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Thank you.
all honor to God Almighty, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our Keeper. We thank God for the Trinity today. Thank God for allowing the Trinity to live within us. If he can live with us, then we're going to be the children that he's called and sanctified, that he's keeping even this day. And we'll stop looking for faults and failures and look for the victory. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure to the end. And what are you saying, Smith? I'm saying once you get in Christ, stay in Christ. Satan going to tempt you, but stay in Christ. Call on Jesus. Every time you seem to be weak, call on the man that give you strength. And he going to secure you. He going to secure you in everything. In all obedience to God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Savior, to the Holy Spirit, our Keeper, to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, all the laymen, the deacons, the staff, musicians, and all everybody that make up the body of Christ. Let me say this to you, very important. God made you. He fixed you. And he put all of us together for the strength in the church. And if we don't go come in compliance to his holy will, we're going to be down. That's why the world look for faults in us and failures in us. But God went to the cross and made victory and gave us the victory. See, I don't live by what you say. I live by what he said. If I can stay in what he say, I'm going to be all right. I ain't got no business holding my head down at no time because I know who my God is. I know what he's done for me, where he brought me from, and what he's doing in me right now. There are times in life when I used to listen at people, and they hurt my heart bad. I'm going to say this to you. The most hurting thing in life as a pastor, get up and tell the truth, line by line, precept by precept, and you gut him. That's the most hurting thing on earth. That's why I tell you all the time, stay with the word. Stay in your Bible. Follow me to the T. Don't just go on and say amen just because I say something. I might say you a liar, and you say amen, that means you a liar. Whatever we say, let's live by it, or else we become hypocrites. So let us be what God wants us to be, even this day. Today we want to talk to you. We're going to talk to you about a woman, a good woman, a virtuous woman, a good mother. We're going to talk to you a little bit about that and let you understand what God say about them. And let me tell you something. They brought people to God. A woman to God had been committing the very act of adultery. Yes, Lord. What Jesus did, he never cut her throat, cut nobody's throat. What he did, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. I don't know what he wrote. But he got up. Say, why, where is thine accuser? She said, I have none, Lord. He said, all I need you to do, go, change your life, and don't do it no more. Is that the example that God made with us? Was we one time in the world, and we forgot now where we come from? How can you so long? James, the brother of Christ, say, we looked in the mirror this morning. When we walked away from the mirror, we forgot how we look. Keep in mind how you look. Remember how you used to look. And now give a testimony how you're looking now. And who made you look good like you look now. We got to be honest with ourselves. You know, I watch the news all the time. And I try to stay up with current events as well as my scripture. I read my scripture every day. And I compare the scripture with what's going on right now. And according to the scripture, all of it wrong. The system is rotten, gone haywire, as wrong as it can be. And if I take up for the system, I'm hellbound just like the system hellbound. But if I stand for God, do it like God say, then when he come back, I'm going to be received in his kingdom with him. You know, I go back. I worked 38 years and 5 months for Union Pacific Corporation. When I first went out there, they had all kind of gimmicks. They say, you do this, you do that, you do the other. And the people in charge was always telling us to do something that they wasn't doing. So what Lionel Smith did, my head is hard. My mother told me my head was hard. I wrote and got me an agreement book and a union steward book. And every time they mess up, I go to them with the book. I go to him, but the book didn't say that. You saying this, the book didn't say that. Well, they got hot with me. And even my brothers come to me, man, leave them people alone. They this, that, and the other. I said, man, I ain't thinking about them people. I'm talking about what God say. I want to do it the right way. I ain't letting you tell me what to do. I'm going to do what God say. If I can't do what God say, I'm going to keep my mouth closed. And when I get up here and talk the scriptures to you, I want you to watch me and see, do I live it? If I don't live it, you come to me and tell me. Don't get in church now, I'm going to tell you. Don't you get up in church and try to condemn me, because you're going to be sorry. You're going to be sorry. Don't get in church and try to condemn me for nothing. Come to me and tell me, and I'll change. If I'm a true Christian, I'm going to change on the spot. And if I have to get on my knees to you and beg you pardon, I'll do it. I ain't got no pride in me. So what we are, we're working together with Christ Jesus. And if I'm a workman with Christ, I'm going to do like Christ. Am I right? So today we want to just say a little thing about maybe a virtuous woman, a good woman, sincere woman, dedicated woman. All you women today are, let's be honest with you, ain't where you are now, you ain't always been there. Let's tell the truth. If you be honest, it's the best source. You ain't always been where you are now. You ain't always read your Bible. You ain't always listened to the pastor get up and talk about what God did. You hadn't always been there. I hadn't been there. But as we come together and receive the grace of God, let us walk thereby. God gave his life up for us. He didn't give it up just for the man. See, I'm getting mean now. He didn't just say, I'm dying for the men. He died for the women too. And if you look in the church today, every church I've been in, the women are the majority in the church. And we need to understand that those majorities in the church. And it's hard to find men's not as dedicated enough to come in the church and do the work. They want to run everything, but they don't want to do no work. That's bad. If I'm the boss, I'm going to pay the cost to be the boss. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to follow my guideline. I ain't listening at you. I can't listen at you. I'm going against what God says. If I don't do what God say, then I'm of the world. And if I'm of the world, I ain't going to be standing up here behind this podium telling you what to do. You know, I have no business criticizing you. I'm here if you weak to give you strength. I'm here if you ain't been taught to teach you. I'm here if you don't have love for your brother that's sitting inside of you, I'm going to tell you, you got to shun the very appearance of evil. You got to cut off evil and stop thinking about who you are and think about what the other person can be. This is what God wants from us. I was talking to Reverend Henry this morning in the Gina 6 ride. He and I and Reverend Al Sharpton went to Gina in protest of these boys, all the stuff that went on. We didn't take over. We had knowledge just like Sharpton had. We let him be the spokesman. We supported him. And that's what God wants us to be. You ain't the chief. Shut your mouth up. When you're told to talk, talk. You ain't told to talk, don't talk. When I go to a church, I find the least seat in the church. Because the Bible taught me something. If you go up to sit on the high seat, and then you actually go back, how ashamed you're going to be. So I start from the first grade. Then I graduate up. And if I can't do that, then I ain't of God. My God, we're going to talk to you today a little bit about Proverbs 31, about 10 through 16 verse. We're going to talk through that, leading guide you through that. And I hope that you catch on to that, what I'm saying today. If you don't catch on, then you got another time, if God spare your life, to catch on. The Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Listen to the scripture now. Don't worry about me. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hand. She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and gives meat to her household and a portion to her maiden. She considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hand. She plants a vineyard. You may be seated. A good mother is priceless. A good mother is priceless. What is a mother? It's a female being that cares for offspring and her household. A good mother raises her children in the divinity of God. See, mothers, to be a mother, you got to know the Lord. Just because you have children, you ain't constituted a mother. You're a lady that had a child. But until you get connected with Jesus Christ, you become a good mother. Now, this out the word of God. You become a good mother. And when you see, everybody in here wasn't no good mother at first. But we listen at the words of God, and we listen at God, and we got in compliance to what the Lord say, and we became a good mother. And you ought to always shout for joy when you've been reconciled by God to be a good mother. Because God wants that. That's what he wants. He says it's hard to find a good mother. Lord, help us, Jesus. Good God, she's not just that she cares, she's a teacher of a household in the divinity of God. Mother, y'all help me now. I'm talking about Lanier now. Nobody else in here. I'm talking about Lanier. My mother raised 14 children. My daddy was working. My mother raised 14 of us. My training in early part of my life came through my mother. Not only that, my mother raised my children. The wife and I was working all the time, and my mother raised them up. And she taught them the principles of God, just like she taught me. And the word say you're looking for a virtuous woman. A teacher of a household about the things of God. You know, now let's be real with it. My parents wasn't educated as I am, and I'm not educated as my children are. But we got the same truth. We got the same truth. We got the same God, same Holy Spirit. He's going to teach us the same thing. So I know people that couldn't read their name in boxcar letters. They told me what the scripture say. That's why as I grew up, I become an anointed, don't ever criticize nobody. Because who's the least of you going to be the greatest of you? When they pull you down, they're pulling Jesus down. Huh? Yeah, that's what the scripture say. What they're doing to the least of these, my brother, you've done to me. He said, my mother, she's teaching the household, everybody in the house. I don't care if you're adopted children or unadopted children. She's teaching you the same thing. Now, let's look at this according to the Bible. Eve was the mother of all living. All right, now, y'all, sit tight. All us come off Noah's Ark unless God lie. And the Bible say he cannot lie. Heaven and earth will pass away before he lie. I believe that. When Noah and his three sons and their wives was on the ark, there was one person in charge. Noah was in charge. But guess what? The women's obeyed according to God's standard. Let me tell you something about that. We like to be gung-ho and say, my wife, my old lady, do everything I say. If you don't walk with Christ, she oughtn't to do what you say. I'm being bold enough. If you ain't walking in compliance with Christ, you're going to send her to hell with you. If you walk in the light as he's in the light, there's no condemnation in you. And if she obey you to the T, what the words say, and no condemnation to him, because the Bible says you become one. My wife and I come up with ideas and opinions, and we talk it over. I said, baby, we just one. We the same person. Now we married, and we become one. So we got to agree together, or we're going to be separating. The Bible said a house divided among itself cannot stand. So we got to be proven by God. How can I be proven by God? By obeying the ordinance of God. You know, through obedience to the leadership, unto God, unto your husband, the Bible said he'll give us long life on this earth. Cheer if you obey your parent. God told us he'll give us a long life. But you can't fake it. You can't shake it. You got to obey to the T. I got to obey God first before I come up and tell you to do what God said. If you catch me, see, I come through the old school. I'm aware of people. When I get up and talk, I'm aware of people trying to depict me. I'm very aware of it. I'm aware that when I say something, when I leave out of this place, I got to live something. I'm aware of that. If I don't live it, the Bible tells me I'm already condemned. That's what the book says, I'm already condemned. So I don't want to be condemned. I want to be justified. I want to be edified by God. I ain't waiting on y'all to pat me on my back and say, good job. I'm waiting on the God to say, well done. That's what I want to hear. Because you can fool me, y'all. Y'all can fool me. I'll be messed up. Y'all pat me and say, good job. I ain't did nothing. And that's trying to make a fool out of me before all my peers. The Bible goes on to say, a virtuous woman, my God, a woman with moral excellence. And listen good, in association with power and ability. Moral excellence. She got God connected. She's connected with God. And she has the ability to go do right from wrong. Amen. She has the ability that God give her to teach her children. Yes, sir. Right from wrong. She, the husband is working. He's gone somewhere. Mama teaching you. And sometimes, now I'm gonna step on y'all toes. We're in trouble in the United States of America today. We preachers scared to talk. I ain't scared of nobody. Yeah. We voted for a devil instead of voting for somebody that's saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost because she was a lady.
That's right. That's why.
You can attack me if you want. I don't care. I got something to stop you with. I'm straight fire, but if I'm messing up, I'm going to get set up. If I'm telling the truth, everybody can see what I'm saying. You know it's the truth. So just because I'm a man don't mean that you got to listen to me, to the teeth. I got to come in compliance to how God say I'm supposed to be. The Bible goes on to say the heart of a husband is trust in her so that he should have no need. Good God Almighty, baby. You and your husband are getting along as one. You're one like God said. You ain't trying to be the big show man, the big head man, and you going along, got her beside you as one. You one nation under God with liberty and justice for everybody. Oh, but y'all talk it over. Everything you do, talk it over.
That's right.
If you want to buy a car, don't just go out and buy a car. Talk it over with him. And he say, yeah, it's going to be harmony and peace there. But if you say no or try to go somewhere else, it's going to be all hell. We got to understand God. You got to stay with, my God, a humble spirit. You got to trust in your wife. Lord, when we lose trust with our wife, We can't sleep no more. You just worry, worry, and worry. This song say, I ain't so holy I can't say what the words say. I couldn't sleep at all last night. I've been tossing and turning. I can't sleep because his word means the death. It keep on worrying me. I can't rest with that. Everything is in a turmoil, and I'm going to lay up and sleep like ain't nothing wrong. It's something wrong with the Holy Ghost that's living inside of me. If I can't secure righteousness, then I'm hurt. If I can't see you walk, even as I walk, the Apostle Paul say, you walk like I walk. As I walk, follow God, you follow me. What does Scripture say there? And I mean that in my life. If I'm up here teaching you every Sunday, I aim that you take that word, follow me as I follow Christ. I don't want no suggestion. Don't give me no suggestion. Give me word. I don't need no suggestion. That's enough of them in the world now. I don't need them. I need word. If I can't get word, I'm going to fail. The Bible goes on to say, her heart is trusting her husband and his wife. So that she'll have no need of spoil. Ain't nothing going to come up, y'all. Ain't no division going to come up. Ain't no fussing going, uh-oh, Lionel. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lionel, had you and Faye ever fussed? Yeah, we have. But when we fuss, I come to a conclusion, let's talk it over until we get it right. I didn't condemn her, neither did God. We was on the same accord. We was able to live together in peace and work together here at the church. And I promised God I wouldn't tell a lie to save my life. That woman worked hard at this church. She was one of the power sources in this church. And when I tell her to do something, when I told her to do something, she did it, no talk back. That's what I can't stand. Nobody talk back to me. I can't stand it. And I'm an old man. Now, I can't stand you to talk back to me. I don't talk back to nobody, and I don't justify you talking back to me. And that's just it. That's what God put in me. So it says no need for spoil, ain't no trouble. You ain't got no trouble now. Everything is in peace. Y'all obeying God, y'all one now. Both of y'all talking it over before you go do something now. You in peace now, you in joy now. Say she'll do no good. Huh? She'll do him good. Huh? She'll do him good and not evil. When? Not just a little while, but all the time. Think about it. If your wife ain't where she is, you pray to God. Don't go talk to nobody else. Talk to God. Nobody else need to know your business. Talk to God about it. If it's lives friction there, talk to God and y'all pray together. Grab hands and let that electric run from one to the other one. In the peace and love of God, and he's going to supply whatever you need, he's going to supply it. According to his riches in glory. And you're going to be satisfied because God did it. You didn't do nothing. God did it. He put you together. We think sometimes we are doing this, that, and other for the good. No, God, look beyond your faults and see what you need. And he wants you to prosper and be in good health. So he ain't going to put you down. I hear people say all the time, they tell me that I don't say nothing. I don't condemn them. He said, the Lord put evil there. Or put Eve on you so you can come to him. No. He take Eve off him. Off of us so we can come to him. So we can acknowledge him. He don't never put enough weight on my shoulder so I can look at him. I'm supposed to look at him before I do anything else. Satan, listen good, you got it messed up. Satan the one that put stumbling blocks in your way. God said he don't tempt no man. Satan the one doing that, y'all. Don't lie on God. God ain't putting nothing on you. Satan putting blocks in the road. And if you obey Satan, you're going to stumble and fall. Obey God, you're going to be exalted to the height where he wants you to be and not where you want to be. You know, sometimes we get confused. We want to climb a certain ladder, but God don't want us on that ladder. He wants us on a ladder that he supplied for us. But sometimes we don't acknowledge it, though, we're getting the flesh a lot of time. Amen. Flesh can't please God. Amen. If I'm doing things that's not in the will of God, I'm in the flesh, y'all. And I can't please God in the flesh. So I have to devote myself to the Spirit of God, accept all the works that he did at Calvary, and I got to testify of it, of his goodness, of his glory, of his honor, and then God going to supply my every need. You know, we pray to God, Lord, go to jailhouse. When I hear that stuff like that, I say, that boy ain't been trained. You go. He told me to go. He told you to go to jail. He told you to visit the sick. If you don't do it, that's on you. God ain't got nothing to do with that. You did that. And then trying to boss God. Why we do that? We send God everywhere. You go. You got to go. Not God. God, the one God put you in the position you in, so you can go and speak the things that's according to his will. God help us. Bible goes on to say, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hand. Lord Jesus, wool. That's the coat of the sheep's coating. It was held in high esteem with the Jews for going cold, making things for to keep warm. The ladies did that, not the men. Men was talking trash. The ladies are working. Keep that in mind. Think about this. The lady went did what Jesus says, and the disciples hiding up in the house with the doors nailed up and locked. We got to acknowledge the truth, what the word says. I know I'm the pastor of this church. I don't know everything. And I ain't going to try to run everything. The Bible tells me to designate people in authority over these different departments and let them run them in the end result. Let them report back to me. We got a problem with that. I ain't going to tell Rev nothing. He don't know nothing. Tell me anyway. Help me to know something. You love me, you say help me to know something then. Don't come talking trash. Too much trash in the church now. We got to sweep it out. Instead of doing what God say, she said, a flax, that's a plant grown in Egypt and in Palestine for the fiber woven and for linen, making clothes and stuff. It's a cloth. Very good cloth. Jews used that to make their clothes and stuff like that. The robe of Jesus was twined and together, knitted into one piece. He didn't have all pieces. He had one piece. His robe was one piece what he wore. So who made that? The women did. And we would talk trash and say, I could have made it. You didn't. You didn't make it. Shut your mouth up. All of us are children of God. If y'all were listening to me, we'll be good. All of us in here, children of God, we're proclaiming the victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we got to love each other. Don't you see when we pray up here, we grab hands, we're trying to unify the system of God. We want every heart to think alike, every heart to be alike, everybody to receive the power of God, that when they leave out of here, they'll be looking to bring other people in the church to hear the truth of God and not just preach to feel good. There's too much of that now going on. You got some high power preachers, and I mean better preachers than I ever will be, and they energize you so high you forget who you are and you ain't learning nothing. You ain't learned a thing. But you need to be taught the word of God. It need to be injected within you that it help you to walk right, help you to talk right, help you to live right, help you to learn how to love your brother, love your enemy. That's what the word does. And the Bible says we are servants. This is what the book says. We are servants. If I'm a servant, I got to obey my master. Who is my master? the Lord Jesus. He's my master. I got to do like he do. The Bible says I'm going to suffer some things because I accepted my master. But when I suffer some things, I got to stay tuned in to him where I don't gripe and complain. And I have to tell him, thank you, Lord, for bringing me out of that position. Thank you for me not retaliating back to the person that come against me. Thank you, Lord. That's what we got to do. You're going to be tempted of the devil. The devil's, let me tell you something. God called Michael one day. Michael, come here, son. Yes, sir. What you want me to do? Satan is giving me trouble and start a lot of corruption here in heaven. Get him out of here. And John had been tried to kill John, try to boil him in oil. He come back and put him on the Isle of Patmos so the reptiles eat him up. Listen good. John got out there, everybody was trying to kill him, and went to sleep in peace. And what God did, he showed John from the beginning to the end. And when he showed John, say, when Micah hit Satan, Satan passed by him like lightning. And ever since then, Satan been attacking every believer in Christ Jesus. He don't want you to exceed in the joy of your salvation. He wants you to curse God and go to hell with him because he's been destined already. He hell bound already. The Bible already said he hell bound already. And he want to take you with him. But Jesus made it possible under the blood of Jesus Christ. You confess. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Believe in your heart that the Father raised him from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. And when you get saved, you got to hold on to your salvation. You got to trust and believe in what the Lord said and go on about your business. Don't stand here and argue with me about Scripture. Just go on, take the Scripture, eat it up, digest it, and it's going to make you a new creature in Christ. The Bible says she is like a merchant. Ship. She brings food from afar. The Bible tells me she went in the marketplace, searched, and got food and brought it to a household, to a family. Look, I understand y'all ladies. God bless y'all. My mother's perfect example. My mother at home, she got the food, prepared the meal, and I'm a spoiled child. I'm going to tell y'all right now. When I married, I told my wife what my mother did for me. And she told me, you need to go back to your mother. My mother came and cooked the food and brought it to me. She brought it to me. Every time, even when I'm married, she went there and fixed my plate and brought it to me. Say, sit down there, boy, and eat. And I ate, and I said, could I have a little more? I ate a little more. And when I got married, I was looking for the same thing. And she told my wife, told me, say, no, go back to your mama now. I ain't going to do that. But these good women, they take care of their family. They look out for the welfare of the daddy, of the children. They try to make everything nice, try to stay in harmony. You teach the children when the daddy is not there the things to do that God said for them to do. And they do that. And they don't try to boss the house. I mean, some of them say, you know, y'all help me. Some of them will tell you do this and do that, but you got to make a decision. Talk it over like I say. Babe, do you need to tell me that? God already spoke to me. Let me do what the Lord say, please. Okay, babe. Simply that we're in harmony, so we're going to agree. We're going to agree together. And I said, well, let's do it like this. And I think about her part, and I think about my part. And we put them together, and the peace come out of it. But I don't try to be the big male chauvinist to run everything. I don't want to nothing. I don't want to run nothing. I want to just be part of everything. I want to look over everything. I want to examine myself first before I say something to you. And that's I think that's biblical. The Bible says she rises up. Now, this is, y'all don't get mad at me now. Don't get mad at this scripture. Y'all looking at it like I look at it. Say, she rises also white as yet night, huh? Sister Carter, you can get up at 6 every morning and cook Dr. Carter breakfast and bring a napkin, toothpick, and a glass of milk or a glass of water. That's making God proud of you. Y'all hear me, ladies? It's right here in the book. It's in the book. It's in the book, y'all. I don't teach lies. I'm scared to teach a lie. God will handle me by teaching lies. He said, if a liar, I'm going to even tear in his sight. And I'm not going to be caught up in lying. Says she get up, why is it still night? And the book saying now, and give us meat. Huh? Meat. What you saying, Shmuel? To her household. Watch this, what this say now. And a portion to her maiden. Oh, Lord. The housekeepers eat too. Anybody in your house, eat too. I went and looked for family with God. Even the dog's part of your family. Huh? Feed them too. You need to know what the book say. Stop going around here guessing and say, I think. Stop thinking. Do what God say. Everybody under the real roof, she look out for them. No partiality. No selfishness. Dr. Turner, if I'm at your house, your wife going to get up early, 5:30, cook that breakfast, and bring me the first plate. When I was coming up, I'm almost through. When I was coming up, the preacher come to the house. You put us out in the yard, go out in the yard and play, boy. Reb, come on in and eat. That's right. And Reb eat all he want to eat. That's right. When Reb finished eating, she called us in, feed us. That's right. I talked to a lady one day. I told her, scripture, I'm looking in the scripture. She said, we don't do that no more, Reb. And I say, why? It's scripture. It's in the scripture. Why you don't do it no more? Rev, this is a different time, different season now. So we got to feed our family and look out for the welfare of those others that's hungry, destitute for food to eat. We got to look, because James said, if you're hungry, now watch this. James said, if any among you hungry and destitute of food, and you tell my God bless you, that's the biggest hypocrite I ever seen in my life. Because the scriptures say, feed them. Feed them. If the deacons come, I'm serious now. I can't fight no more, but I can talk. Deacons come to me, somebody come to get some change or some food to eat, and you tell them, Reb, let's pray. I'm going to tell you, boy, go to hell. That's where you need to be. Tell my, let's pray and them people hungry. That's crazy. Give them something to eat for you. Then we'll pray and thank God for having something to give them for them to eat. We slipping off the mold that God set up for us, and we got too much self in us now in the church. Throw self away, please. We can't please God and self. We got to do it the way he say do it. So when the wife get up early in the morning and go fish meal, watch out for all the children, all the family, and then you got somebody else living with you, get them in the first place. Show love to them first. Thou sides, thou cares. That's how we win people to Christ. Those that's outside of where we are, we go to them first. Acknowledge them first. Don't preach the hell out of them. Give them a little bit to eat so they can digest it. And then when they it's going to be convicted, then they're going to come then. They're going to start coming to you when convicted. But until convicted, they ain't paying you no attention. You can preach till your shoes turn yellow. They ain't going to listen at you. But when they get convicted, they're going to come. That's according to the word of God. And we got to stay tuned in to that script. He said, she considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hand. Okay, she did this herself. She didn't go ask me for no money. Her work through, that she did and the money that she received, she went and bought the field. She didn't tell you to go buy the field. Because sometimes we got the husband, you say, babe, I'm going to buy it. No, you can't do it. That's her money. That's her money. She want to do it, let her go ahead. Don't fight against her. Unless it's evil, it's a sin, don't fight against her. Let her go ahead. We one now, so we got to agree in one now. I got to be in peace. The Bible tell me to follow peace with all men. And sometimes you got to deny yourself in order to follow peace. The scripture can tell me to love everybody. And you just been talking like about me like a dog. I'm still going to love you. And I come, I'll do anything for you. If I see you in anything, I'm going to come do help you first because you don't love me. I'm going to show you the love of God. And you're going to break down, and then you're going to start loving everybody like God say love you. That's what we got to do. Stop looking at ourselves. See, gardens, many of our ladies always plant a garden in the backyard. And they get out there and work it, tune them up, fix them up, keep them up, and we be running somewhere else. They be out there working. Give credit where it's due. And then when the fruit start coming forth, we want to be the first to eat the fruit. And go in the street and brag on how my old lady obey me. We're coming to a close. The Bible says, she girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. Her loins with strength. They used to have a little thing they put around here. They pick the fruit and put it in, take it home, fix it up, get it ready for to feed the family. I'm a country boy. I ain't ashamed of it. I used to sell so many beans until my fingers were sore. And I didn't say I don't want to sell them. I didn't ever tell my mother my hands sore because I'd have caught it. I had to obey. Say, sell them beans, boy. Yes, ma'am. I sell them. My hand was sore, but I wouldn't tell her because she was going to make something else sore. I promise you that. Nowadays, you tell them youngsters to do this. If you want them share, you better share them. That's because you ain't planted the seed properly. When you plant the seed properly, it's going to grow. Every seed we plant, y'all, listen to this good. It's going to come up. Y'all believe that? Was it be good or bad? It's coming up. When I get up here and teach you, don't you ever think somebody ain't going to try to contradict what I say. The Lord said he's going to do it. And it's got to come to pass. But what I got to do, stay tuned in with God. And keep talking to him. Keep walking with him. And when you see me, my personality don't change. I'm the same person. Every time you see me, I'm the same person. That's all I need to prove to mankind. That I'm the same. I change not. Just like the Lord said, he changed not. I don't need to change. You can call me Rev, Doc, Boy, Servant. It don't mean nothing to me. What means something to me when I walk upright with God? That would mean everything to me. I don't need no publicity. I'm going to tell y'all this when we're closing. I've been famous all my life. When I was a little boy, I used to think I was a bad man. Pick up
25-pound sacks and go throw it on the truck and all that stuff like that. Used to pick 150 pounds of cotton when I was 9 years old. And they said, that's a little man then. And that went in my head that I was a little man. And I grew up saying I'm a little man. So I don't need publicity. Y'all, I'm just sharing this with y'all. I need Jesus. And I just need you to pray for me that Christ be strong in my life and I walk in the power of his might. Not nobody else's might, but his might. And if there be anyone here.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you. God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.